Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
No, that's going too far.
This is Andre Iguodala, and you are listening to The Morning Roast with Vontae and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, having some fun on a Monday morning. Rob Guerrera, 920, Stats on Fire, talking some 49ers as we get ready for the NFL Draft Thursday. NFL Draft, it's a big week.
I'm ready.
We got Giants and Mets. We got Draft. You got the NBA playoffs with the Dakota State Warriors. But I'm intrigued. Tonight, huge games. You got Sixers-Knicks, Madison Square Garden, and then you got the Nuggets and Shasky's Lakers and LeBron James. We'll be LeBron watching.
The Lakers stink!
I do. I heard a bunch of arguments. If we had a healthy Jared Vanderbilt, it's like, shut up. Just shut up.
Well, Chris Woods coming back.
Who said that? Who said if we have a healthy Jared Vanderbilt?
What's the guy that goes on with Steiny and Goo?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Timpf?
Yeah, they love Timpf.
He's good. Jason Timpf from the Volume Network.
Did he play hoops?
Yeah, he did. He played in college, I believe.
There you go.
Was that the guy?
If they had a healthy Jared Vanderbilt.
No. That was somebody else that Kyle Draper name dropped who played in the 90s, apparently. When Draper was going crazy about the physicality, it's too physical. I jumped on with him and Whitey.
Told him
I had my po' boy and gumbo.
Did you go Whiney or Whitey?
Whitey.
I thought you said Whiney.
Well, he was Whiney Friday after the game, but he was Whitey Gleason.
I was watching that Kings-Pelicans game. It didn't matter to me who won, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was watching it, and I was like, oh, man, Kings are done. And then all of a sudden, the Pels had like five horrific possessions in a row down the stretch.
It's amazing how that works.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
By the way, who did I run into? Oh, man, who did I run into? Oh, I was with my buddy Saturday. We're all watching the Haiti fight. Even Philly Zoo, we agreed on something.
What's that?
He goes, yeah, Sabonis is not that guy.
So did you guys kiss and made
up? Hollow man. As long as we didn't talk fantasy baseball, we're all good. Nobody brought up fantasy baseball.
No Eagle talk.
No, it was all hoops.
Honestly, feel bad. The Embiid injury, like, this poor guy, dude. I know he's going to try to battle through it.
If he was healthy, I would pick the Sixers to represent the Eastern Conference. I don't believe in the Boston Celtics. I don't believe in them. This is so three-point happy. If Giannis gets healthy for Milwaukee, that is a huge key.
Well, in Indiana, everybody was a little darlings.
Well, they are. But it's Indiana. It's only game one. And Dame didn't score the second half. The X factor for Milwaukee, their title hopes, it's not on Giannis. It's not on Dame Lillard. You know where I'm going, Spadoni.
Chris with the K?
Yes, Chris with the K. You've worked with me so long. He's the X factor. Chris Middleton.
Another guy who is like Mr. Glass.
I mean, no, he wasn't Mr. Glass. That knee injury a couple years ago is what really sent him back.
I mean, it's hard to look at these playoffs and like Zion's out and Kawhi and Bede's hurt. Like everybody's banged up.
Yeah,
and I know that that's pro sports, but man.
It is.
Everybody load managed this year and everybody tried to do the, what are they calling it now? Maintenance days.
Yeah. But look, Kawhi played a lot of games this year.
The season's too long, but they're never going to shorten it. Like that's the thing.
100%.
But guys weren't getting hurt when they were playing 4 games in 5 nights.
Well, their careers also, you know, weren't as long. Like, nobody played at, like, LeBron's level. Kareem, go watch Kareem's last couple years.
Oh, no, it was rough.
And then look at LeBron, and you tell me, and, like, and I know they're genetically different, but, like, we're just in a different spot in sports.
So, we were doing
and they
this.
Also
oh,
didn't have the run-up. Like, no, a lot of these guys, they play so many AAU games before they even get into the league.
That's the problem. But in terms of the NBA, your Trav League, top of the line, first class, you're standing plus... Dude, Kevin Denna, or no, somebody the Warriors video team.
Okay.
That's who it was. My boy Vic, he works with the Warriors video team. He runs, dude, him, and they do a great job with the Warriors, dude. Jed and everybody, Cassie. But they're like, they travel with the Warriors sometimes. And Vic was telling me, guys, dude, he's like, what am I doing in this hotel? I mean, this is the best of the best. I never heard of these hotels. Any of the hotels they're staying at.
Well, I look at someone like my niece wasn't at the baptism yesterday. You know why? She was in another state playing basketball games.
Yeah, see that. Yeah.
But that's but Bonte, like if you're a high level player,
you're gonna play all year long. That does work. That does hurt. I heard it. But that's why we tell these parents scale back a little bit.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem is that the coaches, you know, they want you playing all year round, and you want the exposure. And if you're not one of the, you know, if you're not Caitlin Clark or what's it Bryce, you know what I mean, Bryce James right now, like you need to get that exposure to get out there. Like it's such a catch 22.
It is. I don't even know how you correlate it.
But here's the other thing:
the NBA's tried to limit back to backs. They tried to limit 4 days and 5 nights. They don't do that anymore. Injuries happen.
It happens. If they went to 40-game schedule, there would be injuries.
Yeah, there would be injuries no matter
there's
what.
There's no question.
Soccer plays, Premier League plays how many games? 40 games, 38 games, and they're still it's going to happen, especially because the athletes are bigger, stronger, faster than they've ever been before.
But the hard part is when you're one of these, like, let's say you're a parent, even if your child isn't extremely, gifted in terms of sports, what if your kid just loves playing? Like, that's the other part that we never give the... Your kid just is obsessed with playing volleyball, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. You want to feed that.
Did you watch this Pascal Siakam start to cook in that second half? Did that cross your mind?
No.
Because I'm not, it didn't cross my mind, but I just kind of laughed. I was like, boy, I know there's some Warrior fans right now. See? You traded Kuminga and Wiggins for Siakam. This is what you would have got. Siakam. Yeah, I was just like, oh, boy.
See, all of my Warrior conversations, I want to tell people on the front end, let's agree. Before we start debating all the moves they need to make, they're not one move away.
No, they're not one move
away. So that's what I want to say to everyone.
That's what I told all my family members.
If we're going to have this conversation, let's start it with, they're not one move away.
No, it feels like they're 3 moves away.
Yeah, but I think that a lot of...
A major move, a really good move, and then a nice sneaky under the radar, Otto Porter Jr., Sean Livingston,
and that's
one of those moves.
I hate to do this, but if you're looking at the Warrior flow chart for chaos...
Right.
Zion's team lost, fumbled it away. Maybe he gets disgruntled. Embiid's team, you know, who knows? He's still battling an injury. Like, all the checklists you're looking for is happening.
We were having this debate. It was a lot of fun. We're talking about overrated, underrated players and players who qualify for that. Like a guy like Mike Conley Jr.
He's underrated because we've hated on his entire career.
Right.
And said that he's overpaid and overrated.
Right, exactly.
So now he's hit the other spot.
Right.
He's underrated.
Right, exactly. So guys like that. So I bring that up because NBA players have now voted for their most overrated player this season. And it was 81 votes cast so far.
Wait. The players themselves
it says
vote
the players
who's
have voted.
Overrated.
It said the
I
players
like this.
Have voted. Yeah, they vote. The Athletic.
The Athletic.
Anonymous NBA player poll.
Ooh.
LeBron James or Jordan as a GOAT. Most overrated. Finals favorite. All that stuff, right?
Wow.
Yeah, this is great. This is great stuff.
Oh, this is good. This is the gossip.
This is the gossip. You like this stuff. I knew you liked this. Because we were doing this in the house. I ended up staying over at Mo Money's house till like 1 in the morning. I was like, damn, I got to get home. We're all just rapping. It was just fun sports conversation. No wives allowed. It was great. kind of like the 2020.
No wives allowed. Like he's like straight out of Clubhouse. Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Like no, ma'am.
No. It's like that. Tell me, you
Marcy
had
Darcy.
Hey, listen, listen. That's what made the NFC Championship game special in 2021 until the final whistle.
Oh yeah.
But up until that, it was one of the greatest days ever. Papa Shasky, Joe Shasky, Rocco, War YF, Ryan, Mondo, the guy
Fahey.
From the Fahey, the guy, well, he Yerbic. Brought his girl. Dacre was down there, Mike Sino was down. It was a who's who. Even the random guy from Fresno, the two pigtails, oh who said, I got to get in this photo. And he had the neck tattoos. And nobody was going to tell him he couldn't get in the photo. No. We said, y'all, dude, you good? Yeah. You good, buddy, homie?
And we pretended he was a friend.
We pretended he was a friend. But it is all good.
He's just a friend.
It was a great day, but it was a better day because we said the wives were at home chilling and we're just doing us.
My dad like went Facebook Live and got immediately in trouble with my mom because of
the Rams fans.
Just, there was a lot going on.
The Rams fans, the two Rams fans who were, you know, there were some cuties, but I was not getting in that video. I was not going to converse with them because I know there's people watching and it has friends everywhere, you know. Anna sending me pictures of me in the tunnel at Chase Center. I'm like, who's that from? Who the hell is just taking random shots of me? Make sure I'm, well, make sure the coast is clear. But, you know,
that's where are Saturday you going like. With this story?
So I was just waiting for the article to download. So here's our article here. Like I could just fill time right there.
It's called filibustering.
It's called filibustering. You like that?
I do.
You like that?
You are a politician.
Trust me, man. You underrate me, Shasky, in these situations. You do. All right. So it took me to a Mike Brown article that Mike Brown wants an extension with the Sacramento Kings. Be careful what you
wish for. Weren't they going to fire him in the middle of the season?
Vivek Radivide does not play that game.
He's right. Too busy worrying about his Sutter health A's.
We'll get to Davis El Cerrito in just a second. All right, size matters in the playoffs. So who's the MVP?
141 votes.
That article? Size matters.
141 votes. 141 votes. Who's the MVP? Nikola Jokic got most of the vote, 41.8%. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander got 37% of the vote.
Uh-huh.
Doncic got 10% of the vote. There's Tatum, there's Giannis, there's Donovan Mitchell. There's all that stuff. Paolo Banchero got a couple votes. Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Kawhi Leonard. All right, so we got that. We got the voters. Who's the best defender? They say Victor Wembanyama. He got the most votes.
Wow.
Victor Wembanyama.
After, you know what? I'm telling you, it's Draymond's pod where he backed up the Brinks truck after basically saying that it's not Victor.
Yeah.
And then he went back and said, actually, now that we've played them and they beat us, we think Victor is much better.
No doubt.
So Draymond will take credit for that.
Yep. So Jrue Holiday second, Lu Dort third, the Dortcher Chamber. You saw Brendan Ingram was in the Dortcher Chamber yesterday.
You can't just bring up Jrue Holiday without the article. Jrue Holiday got an extension.
Oh, yeah, he got big
Warriors
money.
Warriors took note.
$140 million. No, no, one Warrior in particular
Warrior took note. And that Warrior wears number 11.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Orlando, who can't buy a basket from the outside. Brick, throw up brick after brick against Cleveland. And I'm thinking Orlando, I'm saying, boy, they got a boatload of money. And Malik Monk wants a bag, and Klay Thompson may want a bag. There's your starting backcourt for the Orlando Magic next season. All right, I'm kidding, Warriors.
I was looking at the Lakers in the fourth quarter. They needed a Klay Thompson.
Or Malik Monk. They used to have Malik Monk.
In fairness, Klay went 0-for-10 in his last game, but we're not going to pay attention to that.
Hey, one game washes away in the entire season, right? That's how it works. Ask BPA. Herb Jones, Jay McDaniels, Rudy Gobert.
Don't give me false equivalencies.
Alex Caruso, Bam Adebayo, Jalen Suggs. Draymond Green down on the list at 3.8% of the vote.
Of most what?
Of the best defender.
Best defender.
So he is on this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's the 10th best defender according to the league.
Interesting.
So we got that going on, and there's some articles, there's some quotes from players, anonymous players. You're building a roster from scratch. Who are you going to sign first? 136 votes, Shasky. Who would you sign first if you were constructing a roster from scratch? Who you signing number one? Is Victor?
Are you talking for the next 10 years or just for next year?
Yeah, period.
If it's just for next year, it's going to be Luka.
Okay.
If it's for the next 10 years, it's Luka or Victor.
Okay, so Victor gets the top vote here.
Okay.
Jokic. 27% of the vote. I may go Jokic.
You know what? I probably slept on Jokic, But Luka, I would build a team around Luka, but that's fine. That's fine.
It's surprising because you've been down on Luka.
He's been spectacular.
I know.
He's spectacular.
Welcome to my world.
I also think you'd sell a lot more jerseys.
The financials.
You know me, the money.
The money. Comes to the finals.
And
would you sell more Anthony Edwards jerseys than Luka's?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to do my homework on that.
SGA, Jason Tatum.
Luka's a very popular uniform.
Oh, trust me, I know. Who's the league's most overrated player? That's Rudy Gobert. Coming in second. 81 votes were cast here. Jordan Poole came in second. Trae Young came in third. Dylan Brooks came in fourth. James Harden, fifth. You got Bradley Beal, John Collins, Tyrese Halliburton, Julius Randle, Karl Anthony Towns, Patrick Beverley, Anthony Edwards, Domantas Sabonis, and Jason Tatum. Wow.
That's interesting because when I hear overrated, like there's a good majority of people saying these people are good.
Yeah, so who's the most overrated again?
Rudy Gobert. Second is Jordan Poole. Honorable mention.
Jordan Poole number two?
How about this? Other receiving votes. Bam Adebayo, Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brown, Jimmy Butler, Alex Caruso, DeMar DeRozan, Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, Evan Fournier.
Wow, we're all over the place. Okay, this seems like a lot of player hate.
Draymond Green, Tyler Hero, Jared Jackson Jr., Keldon Johnson, Jaden McDaniels, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul,
Keldon
Ben Simmons.
Johnson? Yeah. Like, we're all over the place.
I know. Will players hate on him?
Jimmy Butler.
Who's the league's most underrated player?
Yeah, there we go.
Who do you think the league's most underrated player is? 126 votes were cast. Again, this is an anonymous player vote.
Is this, wait. Role player or star player?
It's just a player. You would be shocked by this.
Kyrie
Moses
Irving.
Moody.
Adonavi.
Kyrie Irving.
No. It's a tie for first place. From the Boston Celtics, Derek White. And then Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams from OKC. Not the one from Arkansas, the one from Santa Clara. Let me make sure.
Derek White is properly rated. Properly rated. Like who? I don't
underrated. These are the players, Shasky.
Does he have stands?
And Jalen Williams from Santa Clara, OKC. Tied for first. Jrue Holiday, second. SGA, third. De'Aaron Fox, fourth. Brandon Ingram, fifth. Franz Wagner.
I think De'Aaron Fox being underrated is appropriate.
Kyrie Irving's on this list.
Yeah,
White's on this list. Jamal Murray's on this list. Naz Reid is on this list. Now, the Jamal Murray one is fascinating.
So,
like,
there's no Warrior on any of those overrated, underrated lists?
No.
Wow.
Let me make sure. Paolo Banchero, underrated. Kamara, underrated. Dosunmu. Other receiving votes. LaMelo Ball got a receiving vote. That's funny. No Warrior. No Warrior on this list.
Lucky us.
Lucky us.
Who's the most overrated Warrior on the Warriors?
Oh, my God. I'm not going there.
What do you mean?
Who's the most overrated Warrior? Gosh, I don't know.
You talking to me?
They're all properly rated. I mean, it's a Shafty. They're properly rated.
Who's the most underrated Warrior? But I'm saying general consensus, not even by the fans.
Steph Curry.
You still think he's underrated? I think he's properly rated.
Underrated Warrior.
This is Moses Moody.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's Moody there.
I'm going Kevon Looney. Could go Klay Thompson just for chaos. Kuminga? Draymond?
I think Kuminga's undervalued, not underrated.
Do we talk about Draymond Green so much that we underrate him in his defense?
Bay Area is Draymond Green.
All right, this is a great one. This is a great one here. All right. Who in the league would you least like to fight?
Oh, here we go.
Who in the league would you least like to
fight? That's a great question.
So number one on this list, James Johnson. I don't even know if he's still in the league. Where's he at? Where the hell is James Johnson?
Is that my guy with the neck tat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows judo and karate, and you just don't mess with him. He's got the straight back braids. You know, when a man decides to get straight back braids, you know he's about that life.
Okay.
Because usually you like to get designs and everything like that. It's like a man if he chooses to be bald. Like, if he chooses
to be
bald.
By choice is, that's out
Game
there.
In Oakland. He hit me up, and I didn't reply to him. I feel a little nervous. Maybe I'll do it now. But he goes, Bonte, you watch UFC, bro? When'd you get into UFC? I didn't reply to him. Dame, really? In Oakland, if you're listening, I do watch UFC.
Really quick, James Johnson appeared in 9 games for the Pacers this year. On the on the last game of the year, he totaled 6 minutes and got a whole shot off.
Wow, well, 53% of the vote. They won't fight James Jones. Second on the list, Shasky, Steven Adams.
Okay.
Third on the list, Isaiah Stewart. We know about him. LeBron didn't want that smoke.
Russell Westbrook.
4% got Joel Embiid. 4% Draymond Green. 2.4% Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, I wouldn't want to fight Draymond Green either.
I wonder who Jordan Poole put.
Dude.
It's always fun game.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
This is why he tells you not to crack the mic.
Oh, my God.
This is why the Higa tells you not to crack the mic.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative.
Who's the greatest player of all time?
That's a fair question.
46% of the vote went to Jordan. 42% went to LeBron. 10% went to Kobe. Next on the list was Stephen Curry.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All time.
Yeah.
And none of the older guard is on there?
Mm-mm.
Magic?
Oh, Magic is on. Magic's behind Stephen and Paul.
Is Wilt? Is Kareem?
0.8% of vote. Paul Pierce is on this list.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. I mean, God. Who was the one person that put Paul Pierce? I don't know.
Who's your favorite arena to play in? Any guesses?
Boston Garden. Madison Square Garden. Yeah. I know it's one of those two.
Next is Boston. Yeah. Third is Crypto.com Arena.
Boston's two?
Yeah.
Wow.
LA's three. Guess who's fourth?
I don't know, Bonte. Tell
Golden One Center.
That is...
The Indiana Fieldhouse.
No, Gainsbridge Arena. Gainsbridge Fieldhouse. Not that.
Smoothie King.
It's not the Smoothie King Center.
Great name.
It's not Ball Arena. It's not the Motive Center.
Okay, well... It's not
Wells Fargo Arena. I just want to name the center. Paycom Center. Little Caesars Arena. Fourth is Chase Center.
Fourth?
People love coming to Chase. What's your least favorite arena to play in?
Give it to me.
Little Caesars Arena, Detroit. Spectrum Center, Orlando. FedEx Forum, Memphis. Capital One Arena, Washington. Delta Center, Utah. Smoothie King Center. Ball Arena. Paycom Center. Toyota Center, Houston. And then what other questions do we have? Which current coach, aside from your own, would you most like to play for?
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Who do you think number one is?
Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Popovich. Oh.
This is Steve Kerr.
Popovich second.
He doesn't, no.
You think Steve Kerr's on this list?
Yes.
He's third.
Yeah.
Ty Lue's fourth. Michael Malone.
Ty Lue.
Michael Malone fifth. For some reason, Doc is sixth. Well, and then you got Chauncey Billups.
No Darvin Ham?
Darvin Ham, not on the list.
That's crazy.
Not on the list.
I have to say, there's
Ime Udoka made the list. Not Darvin Ham.
One thing that I realized during the playing games is that when your team is getting suffocated and slowly dying as they're about to get eliminated and their season's over, every coach has the same look. And I'm going to give it to you right now as I stand up. Just give me a second.
Come on, man.
Because Darvin Ham was doing it at the end. They put both hands in the pocket and they just stand there like this. And I watch Kerr do it, and I don't blame him because sometimes, like when my teams are getting beat, I'm going to pretend to be some NBA coach, but it's like there's nothing you can do.
And you're perfect, Hugh Shasky, because you're wearing the quarter zip. Exactly. And they're all wearing the quarter zip.
And like, I saw Mike Brown Friday night. I go, that's the same exact pose Kerr had the night before, where you're just like, darn. That's all you're thinking in your head. Like, and there's nothing you can do. And like, I know, like, they keep panning to the coach. Right. I'm like, stop panning to the coach. It's not his fault.
He's just
standing there.
I'm like, dude, just sit.
Tell me I'm wrong. Both hands in the pocket. The belly kind of comes out a little. The chest goes back. He's just kind of like, I don't even know. Shoulders up. Like, I just.
Some on YouTube call it the Doc Rivers.
You're right.
Hey, I know that look, though. They're just standing there.
Am I wrong?
And it starts at like the 4-minute mark. And the crowd is saying,
know it.
Nah. And you're just standing there, just like.
No, it's got to be in the pant pockets. It can't be in the jacket pocket.
And you're sitting there, you're stiff.
Yes.
And it's like, you got to go to the presser. Exactly. You're thinking about what you're going to say in the presser. What you're going to say to your team.
It's horrible.
Now, the next question is great. Which current coach, aside from your own, would you least want to play for?
Oh, my goodness.
Guess who number one
Thibodeau.
Was? Wow, you nailed that one.
Of course it is. The guy runs everyone into the ground.
47%.
Bonte, you say I don't know the league, and believe me, I've answered all of these quite well.
It's lucky guesses. I kind of need you.
Come on. I nailed it.
I'll lay it out for you to play it out.
All right, number two.
Hey, Tibbs' players play hard for him. I'll give him that, all right?
Absolutely, till their legs blow out.
Guess who number two is?
Number two.
Who's number two?
You know what? I'm going to say it's your guy in Houston who was with the Boston Celtics.
No, he's not on this list.
Oh, because he'd be very intimidating.
They love Ime, because
out of intimidation.
Unfortunately, he may be partying with
Darvin
the players.
Darvin Ham, number two.
Simply going to a strip club is not unprofessional.
It's not, but we know Darvin Ham did some very unprofessional things, which, you know, he probably still thinks he's a player. He did think he was a player, and he lost.
Darvin Ham, number two.
Nope. He's number four.
Number four.
Yeah, there's two ahead of Darvin Ham.
Cool. I know Willie Green ain't on here.
He's not on those.
No, no, he's too light. Nice, yeah. too likable.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, your boy who didn't play in the league looks like my cousin, Memphis Grizzlies coach.
Oh, Taylor Jenkins?
Yeah.
He's not on this list.
Wow.
Billy Donovan?
Number two.
Billy
Donovan, not on this
list.
Remember
they had a players only meeting who second is it? Game.
Who
of the
is
season.
It? Yeah,
no, it was the first game of the season.
Oh, the first game.
First game of the season, they had a players only meeting. Well, at least they got their act together and lost to the play-in. Listen, Doc Rivers,
oh, number two. Fighting for my life, Chauncey
Doc
Billups.
Rivers. Number three. Monty Williams.
He's the second or third highest paid coach in the league.
Yeah, I know. Nobody wants to play for him.
Because
he's on a Phoenix situation.
He's failed like three different markets.
He's failed everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they get jobbed in New York City, and he goes up to the podium saying, Detroit, we out here trying to win a game. It's a big game for us. Da 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 da. And it's like, dude, there's no big games in Detroit. All right, Darvin Ham four. Nick Nurse tight with Darvin Ham. Greg Popovich tight with both of them. Steve Clifford, who just recently retired.
Oh, but he's a great coach.
JB Bickerstaff, Rick Carlisle, Steve Kerr.
Steve's
Eric
such
Spolster.
A great Clifford. Is, he just knows X's and O's. Team, they fight hard. I know that they're 3 in their last 38, but they really fight hard for him.
All right, this question: which team, other than your own, will win the title this season? Denver got most of the vote. Boston second. Clippers. Thunder, Bucks, T-Wolves, somebody voted for Dallas, Lakers, and the Kings. Somebody voted for the Kings. What letter grade?
When does that crack come into
great.
Play for you?
This is great. What letter grade do you give the referees this season?
Oh, it's an F.
8.3% agree with you.
Is that the highest number?
Nope.
A D.
13.6%.
Okay. Well, a C.
48% voted a C.
Interesting.
27% gave the referees a B.
So I was listening to this Brett Boone podcast about umpiring, yeah. right? And they were talking about Angel Hernandez. And he made such a great point. He's like, look, everyone's like, well, you know, he's on the, you know, on the hierarchy. He's at the top of the profession. He just happens to be the right. worst umpire of all the Major League Baseball umpires. Here's the problem with the way umpiring and refereeing is. It's almost like teaching. Once you get tenure, there's no way of that guy or gal ever losing their job. There's no relegation, yeah. if you will. Yeah. You don't drop them down to AAA. No.
Yeah,
you don't drop them down to the
don't.
G League.
They don't even have to face media members.
So like
Slater broke down the poll reports where they give you the questions to ask.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so what I would say to them is like, they're like, would you rather be the best AAA player or the worst Major League Baseball player? Well, in that scenario, you could get yo-yoed back and forth and be Kelby Tomlinson 7,000 times.
Yeah.
Yet when you're, I'm just using the Gucci man, like you're just allowed to run roughshod and James no one's Williams. Ever going to punish you. There's no consequences. There's no relegation.
I love how we all know who Gucci man is. Somebody gave the referees an A. 3% gave the referees an A.
Yeah, that was the Lakers.
That's pretty good.
Come on, man. That's in my element right now.
LeBron, AD, Darvin, Embiid, Luka, James Harden. What letter grade would you give Adam Silver? 130 votes here.
D minus.
Ironically, there was no F votes or D votes.
Folks, were those even available as options?
Yeah, no. Dude, 7% gave him a C. 47% gave him a B. 46% gave him an A.
Okay, that right there tells me something is wrong.
Well, no, you know
too
what
many players giving. That means he's a players commissioner. I don't like that.
No, you know what it is. Play. Well, that is true. That is
like
true.
That.
I agree with
he's
you.
He's always been a player.
I don't
always,
like that.
And that's kind of why the league
like,
is failing
yes,
a little
that's
bit.
That's what I'm saying.
Players have too much power.
Wow.
But also,
that's
thinking
telling.
Like this. Players maybe don't trust this vote to be anonymous, and it may get back to Adam Silver. And they're like, yeah, we're going to protect ourselves matter what.
Monte, you could
but
say
he is too much of a players commissioner, no doubt.
Rob Manfred is far from good at his job. But I will say this about Rob Manfred. He has made seismic changes to the actual way the game has been played with the clock and stuff. I'm coming around on him. I actually can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I trust Rob Manfred more than I do Adam Silver. I think Adam Silver, I think Adam Silver's not good.
Well, he's.
I don't think he's good.
He started off really, really well.
Oh, no.
Now the NBA's, the whole in-season tournament and the play-in is gimmicky. I don't like the gimmicks.
Well, they're doing it for television. They're doing so. I'm very interested to see what he and Major League Baseball what they negotiate with these new television deals.
Well, Roger,
this
Goodell,
is very important.
Is Roger Goodell? Would you consider him a players friendly commissioner? Player friendly commissioner.
He started off as judge, jury, and executioner when he was doing all of the suspensions and everything like that for domestic
violence.
He's
eased up a little bit.
But Bonte, he's clearly the best commissioner in sports right now,
which is crazy.
Is it, though?
It is. Well, at first, he was one of the worst.
Well, he's residing over the most profitable entity that sells the most television advertisement money by far.
No doubt. And no, he's doing great. He's doing great. I think Silver...
And he navigated really tough waters with the concussions. Yep.
No, Silver's lost a little stock. I like Adam as a person. I got to meet him during the All-Star game announcement and talk to him a little bit. And I talked to Adam a couple times, but... The players do have too much pull in the NBA. A little too much. I'm all for players running the league, and I'm not here for owners rolling everything, but it's too much with the NBA. A little too much. All right, here's another one. This is going to be – you're going to like this one. Are you in favor or against the 65-game rule? 134 votes was cast. 50% are against the 65-game rule. 45%, 44.8%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.